had
told their listeners Mayor Menino had been killed in a car accident. At the time it aired, the mayor's wife, Angela, thought her husband was in a car on the way to the airport, so she thought it was true. When the mayor's staff heard about the prank, they demanded a retraction.
Totally irresponsible.
Can anyone take a joke anymore?
Boston Mayor Tom Menino, thankfully, is alive and well, contrary to a radio station's so-called April Fool's joke.
WAAF DJs Opie and Anthony had announced on the air the mayor was killed in a car accident in Florida.
Tom Menino is very much alive and not at all amused.
It was an April Fool's joke.
Right.
Albeit a tasteless one.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, some of the listeners actually found it very funny. And yes. I do want to state that because we're getting a lot of, you know, flack that it was just, you know, shocking. There is some comedic value to it.
Now, the mayor plans to file a complaint with the FCC, and he may even sue the radio station. WAAF management says they've offered to let the mayor throw pies in the DJ's faces to raise money for charity. But tonight, Opie and Anthony told me they will not go along with that.
What? This is where it gets stupid.
You think saying the mayor was dead was crossing the line, huh?
Yeah. I feel bad that the mayor's, you know, wife heard it.
Yeah.
Who knew that the mayor's family is fans of the Opie and Anthony show?
Tom Menino was very upset. Adding to his anger was the fact that the on-air personalities never apologized.
We apologize to the mayor.
Never apologized.
I am sorry, mayor.
I will not accept the apology this time.
I am sorry, mayor.
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
What?
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
This is going to get you fired.
I am sorry, mayor.
You make me sick, you fat sack of crap.
The station initially tried to parlay this incident into a publicity stunt. Station owners did take the situation very seriously, and today, they acted.
Opie and Anthony repeatedly announced that Mayor Tom Menino had been killed in a car crash. Now WAAF has suspended the DJs indefinitely without pay. Mayor Menino is also seeking sanctions from the Federal Communications Commission.
Today, Opie and Anthony were gone. Fired.
Opie and Anthony are unemployed tonight.
Opie and Anthony have been terminated.
Fired.
And that looks like the last we're going to hear from either of these DJs for a while.
And if the former WAAF Afternoon Drive duo are looking for sympathy, they better not look on the streets of Boston.
I agree with it. I think they should have been fired, absolutely.
I think they should have been fired.
It's like someone saying that my mom is dead.
Opie and Anthony are off the air for good. Losers.
Opie and Anthony have been fired.
It was all just a joke.
Opie and Anthony delivered the joke on April Fool's Day, but the punchline knocked them right out of Boston radio.
They're dead air as far as their radio show is concerned.
That's no joke.
The station's keeping kind of a low profile as a couple of its top DJs go to no profile.
Instead of delivering jokes, Opie and Anthony are going to be delivering audition tapes.
Mayor Menino had no comment on that tonight, but in a statement, he said,
hopefully this incident will give all broadcasters pause.
Pause.
Well, they make statements which are
false and irresponsible.
Pissed off.
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
We killed the mayor of Boston. Don't F them.
Opie and Anthony. We're nobody's bitch.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony show for today. Couple phone numbers really fast, Anthony.
Yeah.
In the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including Boston! Yeah. We're throwing my voice out today. 866-277-4. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the rest of the country is going to have to bear with us for at least 2.5 hours today. We'll try to make this quick and painless. Well, it's going to be painful for someone and painless for everyone else.
I guess thank yous must go out from this program to the fine folks.
Let's just put it this way, Anthony. Anthony and I are on the radio to be number one, then 18 of 49.
Yeah.
Oh, the papers will talk about overall numbers and women and this and that, but we get paychecks for being number one, men 18 to 49.
That's it.
basically number one in the male demos.
Well, that's what this show is pretty much about.
Hey, ladies, we love you. Trust me, and we're glad you're listening.
But as far as advertisers and station management goes, they want us to bring in the lucrative men numbers.
Right. We are number one in all the male demos in New York City, including men 18 to 49.
Right.
We found out yesterday that we're number one in all the male demos in Philly.
Yes.
Including 18 to 49. Well, we got to add another city for that list today.
Yes, the fine city
of Boston.
Of Boston, Massachusetts.
We are now number one men 18 to 49.
Wow.
In Boston.
What happened?
We've only been
that
on the air like
long.
2 months.
Hey, good idea, Dave, telling me not to talk about him. Dave.
Oh, my God, he must have been throwing things in the office today.
This win is so sweet because we were kicked out of Boston on the top of our game.
Yeah.
Our bosses at the time. One still works there, Dave Douglas.
Hello?
Didn't support us.
Dave!
We've told the stories many times, I know, yeah. And I know a bunch of people rolling their eyes, but you got to bear with us today.
Yeah.
A guy that was more worried about saving his own neck basically called us and told us to lie about this mayor prank that we did to save his own ass.
Would you say that I didn't hear about this until, 6 o'clock or so?
Sent us to the firing squad, and we were fired. And we were picked up here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We work with people that understand what Ant and I do.
Yeah.
They understand we're going to get in trouble. They understand we take it to the limit. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this one thing. We've done things down here in New York that are 10 times worse than saying the mayor of Boston died in a car accident.
Hell yeah.
The difference, we had a company and bosses.
Yeah.
Two guys that we do make fun of, but we got to give them their props today. Ken Stevens and Jeremy Coleman that support us. When we do get in trouble, they take that walk down that
the green
road.
Mile.
Take the walk down 56th Street.
Yeah.
To the big office, and they sit there with us. And they're willing to lose their jobs.
Well,
alongside.
Slow down.
Ken was on many occasions.
He was right there with us. Yeah. Getting yelled at.
He didn't beg us on the side to, lie.
Change your story.
To save his own ass.
Okay, Dave.
He understands this type of radio, and he's there for us.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So we get fired, and 3.5 years later, we're now back on in Boston.
Yeah.
And the ratings came in today.
Ah, yes.
And payback, my friends, is a bitch.
Unless you're on this side of it, then it's really nice.
We told our old radio station in Boston, WAF, that we were going to kill them in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
We begged them to at least go out fighting.
Yeah.
But, there are a bunch of pussies over there. They do what Dave Douglas says, and Dave told them to shut their mouths.
What was I supposed to do? He rules with an iron fist.
And now, because you shut your mouth and you allowed us to just walk all over you,
yeah.
You are definitely crying today.
What's the matter, Rockhole? What's the matter, Schlocko? You should have said something. Stop doing your fake bits and confront us. Do something.
No, he doesn't even have to confront, because you know what?
It's over, Johnny.
It's over. We got to move on to bigger and better things now. We gave you a chance, and now it's over.
That wasn't even a fun battle. Well, it was kind of fun, but it wasn't even an interesting one.
You kept your mouth shut, and you continued doing your fake radio bits, and we exposed you for the fraud you are. The station was living off what we did when we were up there.
Mm-hmm.
Running around having parties and drinking and patting each other on the back while Aunt and I were wondering where we were going to work next. All the people that made that radio station are long gone. I think we all could agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're gone. Ozone's gone.
Well, yeah.
Bruce Mittman's gone.
Come on.
They call him the architect.
The architect. Boys.
He moved on from AF, and he's now building a slum called WFNX.
I certainly have my work cut out for me, boys. 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 Yeah, we love Brucey, I got to tell you.
I know this is a little too inside, but, the GM that made AF,
yeah.
Not that twat that's in there now. She has no clue what she's doing. Bruce gets fired, too, and Dave doesn't stick up for him as well. So he goes over to FNX, and he's going to build, the new AAF.
Yeah.
And then we came to town, and
ouch. kind of threw a wrench into those works. Sorry.
It's kind of weird because I'm looking at the ratings in Boston, and I don't even see FNX on the list.
Like, ouch.
I mean, we printed up the first three pages. You'd think they'd be here somewhere.
I have a grand scheme, boys. It's quite all right. Anything's grand compared to me. I'm very diminutive, boys.
Dave, what do I do? I know I should have said something. All right, Maddie, here's what we do. I say that you're having an argument with your wife, and you got to live with my at my house.
Oh, you know what?
We did that, Schlocko.
Oh, I get confused with the old fake bits that we've been doing.
We'll give him credit. I think Rocco beat us in one demo, Anthony.
He did?
Yeah. Boys, 12 to 17.
Was it the boys, the young boys?
Oh, dear. Yes, my favorite demo. Wow! Yes. That's a demo I could sink my teeth into. Yes, yes. Dear right. Boys.
So really fast, and then we could move on. We told you guys.
Hey, Birdsy, it's Rocco, what's up? Look, I'm thinking maybe we should hook back up.
Birdsy, for the rest of the country, was Rocco's partner after we got booted.
Yeah, here it was. And then Rocco and Birdsy got put together by Dave Dickless, I guess. And, you know, we weren't in town, so they eked out a little existence there. It was kind of cute to watch. And then, for some reason, Dave Dickless decides he's going to fire Birdsy.
Because Birdsy wanted more money or something.
Because Birdsy wanted some cash or something or whatever. You know, it's his right. So he tells him, no, you're fired. Here's Rock Hole's on-air partner, which could, I mean, I couldn't imagine Jeremy Coleman coming up to one of us and going that, hey, Opie or Anthony, Your partner there, I'm firing him. Right. And you're just going, okay. Or me just going, yeah, oh, fine, okay.
I'll continue to do the show, Dave.
And he did. He didn't stick up for his on-air partner and just let him be fired.
The whole station, they don't take care of each other.
Nope, that's what it's all about.
We got fired. No one stood up for us, okay? Yeah. Bruce Mittman gets fired. Dave doesn't, you know, stick up for him. Bruce hired Dave and then took him out of the middle of nowhere, a place he's going back to real soon.
Oh, yeah. Dave, look around, Dave. Look around. Take a good look. You are going to be out of Boston radio so quick. It'll make your head spin.
And then Birdsy gets fired, and no one, you know, Rocco doesn't stick up for him. So they have a history of this over there.
You think that bitch boss you got to answer to is going to let you stick around when you destroy the station? The station that pretty much, I'll say, John Osterlin built, musically. He's the only guy that had a clue as to what was going on musically at that station, the Ozone. And he bailed out for a better gig, you know? That's a springboard station, my friend.
Well,
and the only people that are still in the pool years later are the people that couldn't climb out.
Well, anyone with any type of motivation for their career, you know, moved on.
You move on.
So now the station's left with a bunch of pussies.
Dave, I can't wait.
That knew we were coming to town, and we're too scared to fight.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll just go about my business. Do my great Bin Laden parodies.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
We didn't get where we were today listening to the likes of Dave Douglas. Anyway, and really fast.
Oh, what?
Anyway, real fast. The ratings for Boston.
Yeah.
Let's see. Afternoon Drive. Schlocko with a 3.1 share.
Ah.
That's kind of cute.
That's cute.
We have a 4.1.
Oh.
By the way, we're only half of this ratings book.
Yeah.
Nick Carter helped out, so Nick kind of kicked your ass too, Schlocko.
Schlock hole.
That'll hurt. Men 18 to 49. Mm-hmm. That's what we are paid to do.
That's it.
Rocco, 6.5.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not bad. Opie and Anthony on WBCN. Ooh, that would be an 8.9 for first place.
Oh.
Oops.
Ow, Rocco. Ow.
Oops.
Hey, it was a fluke.
Is 8.9 a lot more than 6.5?
Yeah.
It's a lot more people.
Jim, I thank God my sports curse has nothing to do with radio. I will guarantee that number is going to be a lot higher.
Yep.
And if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet against me here.
No, because how bad he is at sports cars, that's how good he is at figuring this crap out.
I'm the Rain Man of radio.
Believe me.
Persons 18 to 34. Rocco, nice showing. 6.6. Not as good as Opie and Anthony's 9.1 on WBCN. Persons 25 to 54. Oh, that's a big money demo, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
The advertisers love the 25 to 54 person demo.
Yeah.
Rocco has a nice 2.8 for 14th place. Not bad.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey, you'll get a lot of beer companies calling you soon. We got a 4.4, Ant. Men, 25 to 54. You break down a little more there. Rocco, 4.1. Opie and Anthony on WBCN, 7.0.
Ah.
This is a cute little demo called Men 18 to 34. This is the bread and butter of our old radio station.
That's what they say, you know, 1834 men. Here's the core audience. Here it is.
FNX. We'll go down to FNX on this one, okay?
Thank you for recognizing our station, boy.
We'll give him a plug. Birdsey. Storm and Birdsey. They got a 2.3 share.
All right.
That's good for 11th place.
Right.
Schlacko, 9.9 for third. Look at that.
9.9 is in third place.
He used to be in first, Ant, before we came to town with an 11.1.
An 11.1? Wow. One could only dream of getting an 11.1.
Well, we have a 13.6.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is good enough for first place.
Schlacko.
Oh. We told you. At least you could have went out fighting. But now you lost all your ratings and you're a pussy.
Maybe it's some of the, maybe it's some of the bits he was doing. I can't quite put my finger on it. You want to listen to a little song? Want to listen to some fun Schlacko Maddie stuff? Yeah, this is what. Yeah, this is good stuff. Come on. Yeah, Schlacko and Maddie, live on your airwaves.
You should join too. It's a great organization. Unless you're a woman, or a gay, or to have any independent thought whatsoever. Other than that, you're welcome. Join us. Have I lost my mind? I joined the Taliban because I'm swine. Long beards and long shawls. I think turbans are the balls. Evil, I will spread. I think women should cover their head.
Okay, look.
Wow.
Hey,
congrats, guys. You're now syndicated. We just syndicate one of your bits.
Look, that's... Yeah, there you go. That was heard in many cities.
That was Iron Man. Why would anybody...
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
I see a cute little Mass Pike song.
Oh, that one. Oh,
that's good. And then let's see what that one's all about.
All right.
The this is Schlacko and Maddie. F the Mass Pike.
Ooh,
nice. This is great stuff. Cursing out a row, that's always good.
The Mass Pike is robbing me blind. These jerks love to screw us and they take every dime. And the door, I put a mean nasty trick. Well, Buster Logan, you must think I'm a dick.
The Mass Pike, I got my hash pipe. Let's all wait for it.
Me and my family. You must be kidding me. You and your increase.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drive by.
Good stuff.
You're friggin' bull guy. The Mass Pike.
Hey, come on.
Hey, I'll give you credit. They did a local bit. Local bits always help you.
Hey, that's great stuff.
Keep it a local.
And then, of course, we got Taliban Girls Go Wild.
Ooh.
Schlacko appearing.
Now you can have the hottest on this action bit right here in your living room. All the sexiest days in the new, too hot for TV video, Taliban Girls Gone Wild. See what happens when we point
you
our camera
suck
and these Taliban chicks tear it off.
Yeah.
Hey, is that...
That's great stuff.
That's Rocco's actual voice.
That's
right?
Schlacko. Hey, Rocco, you're syndicated.
There you go.
Hope you enjoyed that 5 seconds.
What a dick.
Taliban girls go wild, Dave. This is going to make me number one.
Did you run that bit past Dave before you recorded it to make sure it was okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll help you write it. I'm the third member of the Schlocko and Maddie show.
Well, that's it. It was very, very fun. It was very decisive. Kicking your fat ass.
It's kind of like the military actions in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's nothing really going on from the other side.
Lobbing some bombs over.
Just wait till we bring in the heavy artillery. We've just begun.
There you go.
There you go.
Gave you a little sample of the talent pool over there.
That's great. And then they wonder why they're just going to dwindle away in the ratings until their asses are out of the seats. And Dave Dickless has to trot along to some other small market somewhere.
I'm sorry to say that we can't really spend much time on our old station in Boston anymore. I mean, we'll swatch every once in a while just to make it all fun.
But we already kicked your ass.
But we got to move on to bigger and better things. We need to find a real fight.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be the one. You know,
what do you want to go on?
Battled.
Who do we have to compete against next here? Howie? Want to we have fun with?
Want to take on Howie Carr now?
Is that even an issue?
Not really.
I mean, I...
Let me see.
Kind of doing like a...
Let me see.
Political thing.
We can just make fun of ourselves.
No.
That's good. At least we'll fight back.
There's no one ahead of us, really.
So if you want, you're in Boston. I wish Rocco some condolences on the death of his ratings. On the loss of his ratings.
Rocco, how embarrassing is it that we're not going to, like, fight you anymore and we got to fight Dale Dorman?
Oh,
that's killer, man.
I'm kind of bummed they didn't fight back. We love a good fight.
Now if they try fighting, it's just going to sound silly. Because everyone knows they shut their mouths as soon as Dave Douglas and that twat told them to.
Yeah, that... Freaking woman GM that they got. Oh, my God.
The twat that calls our lawyers every time we mention her on the air.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. What's her name? I can't even remember.
I don't know. We're not allowed to say it anymore.
Twat. Yeah.
So that's why we call
her. I mean, her first name.
Julie.
Julie Twat.
Julie Twat.
And then you got to answer to her. How does that feel, Dave? How does that feel that you got to now go to her and explain why Rocco's ratings are so far down and why O&A are kicking his ass? Dave, you got to crawl in there, suck it up, and answer to this bitch why Rocco is getting beaten by us. And you have no answer, do you, Dave?
Well, we're hoping to things pick up.
Well, we'll call Sully from Godsmack. He'll give us a big bump.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
We'll do another free show with Godsmack, and that should get the whole city abuzz.
I think more crossovers between the shows. We should probably do that.
I think we could do another local palooza and rape the local bands blind.
That's good.
That always seems to help.
Money off the hardworking local bands. That'll help. Sure, we'll get Rocco out there.
Oh, that's right. Rocco can't make appearances because O&A's listeners destroy him.
All of a sudden, you go to like a website, you go to the website and try to find out where Rocco's appearing. Nowhere. Psycho Tim, what's up?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
All right, bro.
Congratulations, of course.
Well, we want to thank our old listeners in Boston that obviously didn't forget about us. We were a little worried.
Well, my question, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, you're going to have to go after Dale Dorman.
Dorman.
I don't even know who he is. I swear to God. And we were in the same city broadcasting for 3.5 years.
As long as you just leave my Lon and Wally alone. I love Lon and Wally. When I am trying to navigate the streets of Boston by not making a left-hand turn, I only listen to Lon and Wally. Box of wine.
I mean, I really didn't even attack him that hard.
I know. It was kind of cute. It's kind of like Michael Jordan coming back into the NBA, and then he finds out it's now wheelchair basketball.
Oh.
I bought one of those megaphones for $100. I thought I'd get at least one use out of it.
It's all, you know, Rocco has no balls, and it's so obvious. He sat there, he listened to Dave, which was rule number one in the Opie and Anthony playbook. You don't listen to Dave. Dave's a dick. He's a no-talent, no-knowledge putz from the Midwest that rode the coattails of anyone that had talent and made headway at that station, period. The guy is a loser. He sat back, while John Osterlin programmed that station and did a damn good job building relationships with record companies, he leaves. Dave's lost in space. We're not there, so he figures Schlocko and whoever is sitting next to him is going to do just as well as O&A did there. Sorry. That ain't the way it works, Dave Dickless. Yeah. And then do some comparisons of some live events. BCN, River Rave. The likes of STP, Aerosmith,
Black Rose.
Black Rose. I mean, bands that, you know, you listen to on a daily basis. The Loco Bazooka. AAF something. Loco Bazooka. Unknown bands that are being extorted so they could get on stage and play. They have to pay to play.
All right. All right, Tim.
All right, guys. I'm on my way down to New York right now. I thought maybe I'd join you in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, is there anybody in Philadelphia I can attack tomorrow? Or?
No.
I can't even think of one person in Philly.
MMR, they didn't give us a fight in Philly. That was kind of embarrassing.
Like, come down and consult or something like that?
You know, when MMR found out in Philly that Ed and I were coming to town, they started applauding and cheering, and they thought it was the end of WISP. They threw a little party for themselves.
Yeah, it's cute.
Gay.
They probably put on cute little birthday hats, little party hats.
Gay.
Remember when Dave Dickless took out a little ad in one of the trade papers that said, congratulations, BCN, on your new format? Like, all of a sudden, they were going to be a talk station? Unbelievable. No, we're just a rock talk show.
That's right. All right, Tim, thank you.
That didn't work very well, did it? Dave.
And we're pretty damn local as far as Boston goes. We got like 3 or 4 appearances in the next month alone.
Have some fun up there, man.
Dave, what do I do?
Nothing. Just watch it happen. We told you what to do. Hey, Dave, how about not letting your wife program the station? How about not letting your wife tell you what offends her personally and then you going to the show and saying, don't do that?
Oh, man, I didn't think we were going there today.
Ooh. No, we're going there. We're going there. Ooh, wow. Yeah, we found out through certain people that he had a problem with some of the bits we were doing. And then we find out he might have been influenced in his personal life. So, he'd come to our show and just go, yeah, I don't like the way you're talking about the gays or this, that, or the other thing. And tell us not to do things. And what did we do? We did whatever the hell we wanted. That's the only way you win when you are saddled with an albatross like Dave Dickless, Rockhole. If you had balls, you would understand. You don't listen to Dave. Get on the air. If you're pissed at O&A, you yell at O&A. If it takes longer than the allotted friggin' minute and a half that Dave allows you to talk, then you blow off some songs. Have some balls. But no, it didn't pan out that way. It's not going to happen that way. And it showed up in the numbers, didn't it? Rockhole and Dave.
Well, thank you, Boston.
Boston, bless you.
Thank you.
I had all the confidence that the listeners would be there like they were when we were originally there. And they were.
Right, there's a couple things, you know, if you're a faithful listener to the show, we would like you to do. First of all, call up Nick Carter on BCN, because this is half his book, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We did this together. And congratulate him, because he took a lot of crap from Rockhole.
And he's doing well in his midday slot.
And make sure you call our old radio station and congratulate Rocco on his fine ratings.
Condolences. I'm so sorry on the loss of your ratings.
send him those prayer cards.
Yeah.
Go to like one of the drugstores or something, and they have that section that says sympathy, our sympathies. And fill out a sympathy card and send it to Rocco
for the loss of his ratings and his balls. On the heels of the loss of your balls, it is so sorry to hear of the loss of your ratings.
I love it.
Oh, yes.
I'm loving this today. Joe, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Joe. Man.
You guys rock.
Hey, thanks.
Calling man. Out of Boston.
Oh, cool.
All right. Main reason AAF sucks completely in the city of Boston is that I live in Boston.
Yeah.
And I can't get AAF on my radio even if I wanted to.
No, no.
It's this complete static on top of, like, you know, Rocco's voice. It's like all you hear is it's ridiculously retarded.
Well,
retarded.
I love it.
I love the retarded.
Well, you know, as long as you can receive it crystal clear in Bridgeport, Connecticut, I guess that's all they really
That's
care
basically
about.
All they count.
Because
you know?
They talk about how Boston they are, and for the love of God, you can't even get the goddamn station in Boston.
They're completely horrible. And I mean, the only good DJ they actually had, I don't want to name any names, but like the 7 to 11 DJ they had, they decided to change that and put it to the midday to try and, like, compete.
We told Dave how stupid that was. If he wants, I mean, he can start calling me. I'll consult that station. I can fix that station tomorrow.
Definitely. And the new nighttime guy, he's a tool. he's a puppet.
I am a programmer now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the new night guy is ridiculous. He's a mannequin.
All right. We said that was a stupid move.
Yeah, you shouldn't have put her on in middays.
No.
Because she was a good DJ.
All right.
And she still is, but, I mean, right, nothing compared to you guys.
All right, Joe.
It's nice to have you guys coming up here for Halloween, though.
Yeah, we're going to have a ball with that. We're going to start talking about that later this week, all right?
All right, man.
Peace, Joe.
You guys rock.
Thank you.
I wonder if Dave Dickless goes over to Ozone over at RKO and just asks him, hey, how do I get in touch with these labels, these record labels? How do I get this band over here?
Got any numbers?
Well, yes.
Any phone numbers?
Some phone numbers you want to pass to me?
So there you have it. It's been a long 3.5 years, but we came back and we did it.
Yeah.
I know we're crowing today, trust me. And this is not our style usually. New York will know that.
Yeah.
We usually spend about 2 minutes on ratings in New York.
But it's just this victory.
But this has been something that is... been just eating away at us for a very long time.
Just watch Gladiator. You see how he got screwed over? And then he came back and kicked some ass? That's how we're feeling. That's how we were wronged. We were wronged.
And we knew we were wronged.
It's just nice to march back and kick some ass. Even if, you know, you're not getting any fight back. Just friggin' pathetic.
All right, we gotta move on, Ant.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Boston.
Might I offer a hearty congratulations to the boys?
Congratulations! Thank you. Thank you.
I want a congratulations from boys.
Where's Bruce? Get Bruce on the phone. We want him to congratulate us.
Boys.
How bad would that be for Bruce?
Boys, can you not kick my ass so much so maybe my radio station could appear on the first page of the ratings?
Boys.
I'm in 21st place as a station, and it only goes up to the top 20, boys.
Boys, job well done. If it wasn't for me, Bruce Mittman, you wouldn't be where you are now.
Boys.
I'm not going to get my $50 bonus.
Congratulations.
All right.
You know, you knocked me out of my bonus money slot. You're taking food out of my mouth. Now I got something to fight about.
See, you know what it's like? It's like you guys got dumped by a chick.
Yeah.
Then you pick up a much hotter chick.
Right.
And not only do you pick up a hotter chick, but you found out your old girlfriend has a lump on her cervix.
Oh, God.
It's just great news all around.
All around. All right. Well, again, thank you, Boston. And we'll be up there very shortly.
Kind of sucks we can't fight with you anymore. I mean, we'll swatch every once in a while, because that's always fun. A little swat.
A little swat.
Smack. A little acknowledgement when you're doing another one of those phony, I stole the tickets from Dave's office. How many goddamn times?
Hey, I stole the tickets from the boss's office, and I'll be giving them away all week long.
Hey, and I got audio of Rockhole.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Thank God.
After that twat fired him.
Okay.
I'm looking into the future.
Into the future, sure.
Yeah.
I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go.
I got nothing else.
Jeez. Well, thank you, Boston. Thank you.
Maybe you could still be the king of Worcester.
Why not?
Maybe.
So in case you're keeping track at home, Opie and Anthony now number one in New York, Philly,
And Boston.
Yeah. Oh, Brucey.
Brucey.
Bruce.
I saw your numbers, yes. Very nicely done.
Thank you, Mr. Mittman. You know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Well, that's true, of course.
You discovered us and you invented WoW.
Well, no, I didn't invent WoW, but I did discover you. By the way, FNX is on 1017. Oh, yes.
Fine.
You are a pisser. So are you calling? Are you going to congratulate us?
I congratulate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good numbers, right?
They're very nice numbers. I think that you inherited some very good numbers. When do yours come out?
Oh, yes, that must have been it. Well, you know something? You will see.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you think Dave Douglas is handling the news of Rocco getting beaten in all of the demos?
Well, I...
Do you foresee a tantrum? Oh, no.
They're going to start a tantrum, but I certainly think he will be quite miserable.
Quite miserable. That's all I want to hear. I am so happy. And what about that bitch in charge over there, Bruce?
Yeah, the bitch that took your job.
No comment.
There is no way.
I'm a pussy.
There is no way somebody with a vagina can do the job of a Bruce Mittman.
Did I notice you did well at YSP as well?
Yes. Oh, yes, you did, if you looked at the Philly rating.
Yeah, I did, yes, to see how the boys did, but not in New York. What happened? You went down in New York.
No, we
Where
didn't.
Did we go?
Yeah, I saw you went way backwards.
Way backwards?
You're insane, dude.
Are you a mad person, Bruce Mittman?
Would you like us to break out the New York numbers for you?
No, you know, I'm in the middle of the 17th hole right now.
Ah, and Bruce,
that explains 21st place.
Why so obsessed with
ratings?
Yeah, where are your ratings, Bruce?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. I lost you there.
Are they in the cup where your ball just went in? Are you on the golf course looking for OJ with OJ for the real killer and the rating?
I think I've been looking for anthrax.
yes, watch out.
I think it's watch out, you guys might get some.
I think the rating
could
be found in the pond where his golf ball just went.
Well, I've got to hit one, so nice talking to you boys.
Thank you, Bruce.
And congratulations, and that's your last good book.
Okay, Bruce. We'll call you again in 3 months.
I look forward to it.
All right, we look forward to getting your resume.
Can I work for you?
I love that guy. I can't get, you know something? You
know how pathetic, though? We said we need Bruce to, you know, Bruce on the show today.
Yeah.
He listens to us every day instead of his own station.
There we go.
Calls right up.
Hello, boys.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to move on to other things.
Yeah.
With a fine chemi chopped up.
Sports curse next?
Yes. Thank God.
All right, we'll get into the sports curse next.
Pull your pants down.
Can I see your taint whipped cream lesbian?
Let me see your butt.
Let me tell you about my balloon nut.
The OPN Information. Radio's own slag heap.